Well, I
mean,
like the trap.
So it comes, ladies and gentlemen. Oh yeah. So folks, this family coming all up in here. Let's do it. Be live on Saving Sports Bar, y'all. It's time to open up your mind. It's time to raise up your voice. And it's time to be entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what we already know. Trust or believe, folks. Come on, we're going to have the hour. But don't worry, this show is designed for all of us to get you outside of the perspective on the inside of someone else's life. And where are you? If you're calling in tonight, ladies and gentlemen, the call number is 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. Hello, this is the very first time who have heard the show before. We want to say thank you, Christian. My name is Andy Brown. Life coach, author, speaker, and co-hosted by the one and only wilderness herself, Ms. O'Neill Brown with the Wilderness 101. Ms. O'Neill is out of the office today, but she will return next week in preparation for a statement that's happening this weekend in Grambling, Louisiana, about 50 miles east of Shreveport, of course, that is. GSU Homecoming 2011 is going down, folks, and trust and believe, we can come out at night, and our homecoming is part of the biggest family reunion for this side of the Mississippi River, and it's going to go down, folks. I want to say a big shout out to my man, Dante Sager, for letting us come out here and take a sports bar. Y'all may know what the tennis is kicking, but folks, we're going to get down to the reunion. I mean, a couple of times we were here, the show has been on the track. I mean, the participation is going to be. We've had folks call and listen to the show. We have people making figures, throwing back in the drink. Okay. I mean, even for the field you can find in all the DMW area. Big shout out to the Texas Rangers in game for the World Series. We need you to go on and win this and bring it all home. And Paul, St. Louis don't know much about that. They're glad to be there, but you know where it's at. We want to put light on the truth. I know you may have heard about the Homecoming Takeover. I know you may have seen something about this. But for the real fans, looking like the real football, you got to understand when it gets down to it, the game is just about over. And it looks like you pretty much got things under wraps, or you need just a little more time to handle it. The clock needs to be ticking. And it winds down to the 2 minute mark. Hello, all beautiful ladies. Just walk on the building. I'm not taking order. We're ready to get the car first. But we're going to talk about this. It is what it is. What's going to happen in the last few kicks of the pickup? If somebody wants to run out of the slot and just take it easy, or you're going to play like you never played before because you're wilding in the game. We're going to talk about it tonight. We're going to get real. We're going to get 100%. And we're going to get extra and true. I'm going to have to take care of the men tonight. I'm going to have to take care of the ladies tonight. If you can get real and you can talk about the whole line happy hour, you can get 100% with us. You know we're going to have to take care of a good chicken flavor. Or we're going to have to buy some round of drinks. You know I'm off the tablet up in here. Up in here. don't know when to get down to it. Big shout out to Monica Mind if you're going to be in the EFW area. Holla when we get October the 29th. The Monster Ball and Masquerade Party is going to be held at Avion Fitness in Austin, Texas, 715 Lion Plaza, Suite 102. Now, if you know anything about Austin, Texas, this is Jordan of California State. Make sure y'all come on out. We don't want to out the last time we were out there. Mama Michelle Henderson was also showing you love on the day. Yeah, the line and the round table report is about the boy Andy Brown. Talking about the online. The actual number of that's just like you come in person. But also read, make sure you get your topic online as well. So thank you for coming in person. And brought on up about also Amazon.com and my website, thank you for speaking.com as well. So if you get to the question tonight, I'm going to get you a piece. If you want to get 100 with us tonight, when they get down to the 2-1, and it's time to play the game, and it's time to represent you, But the callers that want to chime in, we have some great gifts, some great rewards, some great gift cards for you as well. 646-767-3279 is the callers number. So chime in, the beautiful lady in red that's walking away. I think she has to work again. She has to go wash her hands. She's probably about to give you a dirty tour for it. She has to go wash her hands on that.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I'm not mad at it. Well, it is what it is, but the 2 minute rule. How long are you going to play the game? And what is your strategy when it comes on? How do you going to make this happen? Because we're going to let you know, I'm going to do it. For those that might hear me, I mean, now we got freedom to go ahead and just go off. Y'all can hear me, give me the time in. If you're in the chat room, it's blogtalkradio.com/outrunningweekend and make sure you spell it was with a Z. Text your family and text your friends and come in on this one. And keep it 100. It's real, true shock. So what do they do about that? How do you play your game? So let's say, give me an example. Somebody saved a woman. It's looking good. Playing the game, everything is working out for you just fine. And some people shoot you for whatever reason. She may have went easy so far that she had trust issues with the guy before you. And now you still got the same trust issues. Or you may have seen some things in her job or some whatever the case may be. And now you start thinking, well, what the fuck is it time for me to get out? Or do I need to play my mind a little bit different? What you going to do? It's all about action and reaction. Now that you know what's going on, how you really get on this situation. And I want to talk about that. I want to get close to the ball. Act like you've never seen nothing like this before. What's been happening? It's knowing how to play the game. Big shot by me, and put the ball on my man out of first grade. That's a three play right there if you're going to park it on your baseball card. And let's just keep it 100 tonight. How do you really play the game? How do you do that? What, I'm not performing tonight. I can just be me. If that's what it takes, that's what it takes. If I can just go off all the time. Move on. And understand this, folks. This is I'm breaking down this now. Because if game time, you step up, you're having your kids, and she's watching you differently because either you're doing something comfortable with the last guy, or you're doing something a little bit out of character with you, and she's just she got to figure out how to handle that particular situation. So, how do you put your hand? Because not even get looked at funny like something's wrong with you. But she's not going to see it. Sometimes people have to wake them up, folks, and let them know this is what it is. What it is. True life will know 100%. Call or chime in, if you will. blogtalkradio.com/HowWasYourWeekend, 7 and hit us on the fantastic number, 4 6 7 2 6 7 9. And we get to the fact that some of us, as the clock is ticking, men have what they call is the male clock ticking convenience. In some situations, you may hear women say, my clock is ticking. I need to know this, and I need to get this somebody. Hey, because I'm not going to have a baby. I'm ready to get married. I'm ready to settle down. And I'm ready to go on and start my baby. Because the clock is ticking. A lot of girls have got serious relationships, and she feels pretty when you're on top of that and not her. Because she don't know what's going to happen. That means you come out if you can do this, put some stuff in come on with it, and say you are in a position where they say, you know what, my mom has been home for decades, and I'm not interested in doing my thing by myself. You manage it to the position where they want to say, yes, I want to settle down. Yes, I want to be with somebody. Yes, I need to commit. Is it because you're older than you? Or is it because of a book of promise that somebody can have to say, you know what, I think it's just mentally time to get your life back. Well, I'm going to crap at it and do way too much. Too many times. So this is back in the day when your uncle and your old cousin was about to say, as they get the age of change, the players come in and out. The game can remain the same, but it is how you play the game that makes the difference. Somebody sent me on Michael, somebody sent me on my mom, blogtalkradio.com/HowWasYourWeekend, 7 words of release here on the online happy hour, ladies and gentlemen. Because this is what we're talking about, real topics to real people and real situations that go from real to real. Momentous opportunity. Momentous Chelsea is the one to contact and really make it. Give her a call, 463-0402. Just internet, direct TV, clear internet, pre-medicine, with no credit, no phone security number. Killer is MomentousKelly.com. And let Monique make sure you get taken care of. I don't know what Monique is doing, but if she can give you just internet, direct TV, clear internet, with no credit check, and it's prepaid, every day she calls, every day she calls. Not for that, girl. You can tell your business. For the real talk, the real conversation. And you might not have been expecting this tonight, but we got to keep it going because this is the kind of atmosphere and the kind of place that justifies 100% field talk conversation. That's what I'm talking about. So, this is how I'm going to be effective right here. They're trying to represent this different UCLA and Arizona playing football tonight. The mighty, mighty Bruins are looking like they're going to try to represent themselves because they're playing the game. It's the whole first part for them as well. So they're pretty much, they're believing what they're going to do. You got to really put up with them as possible in a real situation. You can be hurt for them in the game. You can be doing the game and have to play the game. You may make that decision and say, you know what, I want to go I like this system. I like being single. I like being able to move around free, make care of my business, and go through all that. And if that's not right for you, that's what we're doing. And if you guys on the list, you know what? I think that I'm so hoping on this because I have everything I have on the country. The money, I got the car, credit good, look good, smell good, everything is in the world. And then you just want to put it on the table, you know what? Maybe I'm going to get something about it, not having my 2 million more, but you know what? This is where I'm going to play, and I have to go ahead and make a move. Am I going to step up my game? Maybe want to elevate my game to a whole other level because I might not quite be where I'm at just yet. This is real talk. This is 100%. It is all I'm happy about. Call me and let me know what you're thinking. What you're about to say.
Maybe that baby mama was a little too much for you at this time.
maybe that little option is just some people out there are laying off in a few, and it might be a little different. Maybe you got a little bit of something like that option that's about to get foreclosed on. So this is what people do in the morning. You could be one paycheck away from them coming to the so what are you going to do? How are you going to handle your business? How are you going to get out of that hole? Somebody out there living in the poor that may have the right attitude. It takes a little prayer, a little bit of work, and a whole lot of effort. That's what I'm going to do. So that's what people do. Especially if you've got that winning and poverty involved in better than yourself. If you ran into your wisdom, you want to show out, you want to show up and make it happen. You're going to have to dig in and say, you know what, I can teach this, I can do it. My game is tight, and here's how I prove it. By number one, put game plan together, and number two, follow through. Because so many times people put a plan together and don't go through for whatever reason, you sidetrack, to get a little right. Or you just may not really know how to do it at all. But this is good. It all comes down to smoke. Applying and understanding that this is what's up. This is real life. This is where it is. And it's here in Facebook for us. BlogTalkRadio.com/ How was your weekend? Tell us what was your TV. The call in numbers you're listening online. Or if you have your cell phone on the Black Light, 646-727-3279. Check us out online on the Hollywood Facebook. How will we get paid? Kevin was with the Z. And go ahead and keep it 100 tonight. We see the brothers falling in. We see the ladies in the area having a good time. Eating their wings and things and having a few drinks. And this is the real people handling up. So we see them. It looks like there's still no score for the Texas Rangers. Tony LaRusso, he asked my man Ron to watch it last week, but I don't think they can handle it anymore. I think the Rangers are playing over the top. If they play in the morning baseball, I understand that they got their game plan laid out. They're going to make it happen. And that's what's up. That's 100%. So this is what we're talking about. Real folks, people. Real talk. Real one. The name of the show is Real Money Happy Hour. And the topic tonight, the 2 minute warning. So when it comes down to the 2 minute warning, how are you going to play your game? Are you going to fall in? Are you going to step up and fight up, or is it going to be like, I know what I got, but coming down and get back out? Everything's true. We got some folks already walking in, coming to get their yard, a little nippy outside, going to get some hot chicken. This is your boy, Andy Brown, representing Life Coach. Right here, follow me at andybrownspeaks.com. And make sure, if you enjoy a good read and you know about some serious food runs, check out my very first book, the second place woman who come in first while she has no business. I've been able to purchase on my site, blogonoma.com, lookbook, amazon.com, Kindle, and on my high readers. This is what we're talking about. This is what I'm talking about. We got the lady at the bar on this one. Great atmosphere, making it happen. So what's up? You got to have the rules, wait. For the people who definitely and get one more time. So what do you think, young lady? You say that maybe not there. Are you shooting your chicken? You enjoying your bird? We don't know how you can say to you. And we'll be back to you. If you're not here, y'all might be the favorite sports bar, 33 Martin Road. And understand these what it is, folks. It's a real atmosphere for real people, for real things. So if you're sitting here with your son, and I'm telling the folks on the air what's going on, what happened, they're enjoying the atmosphere, and when you see examples of this 2 minute warning, we're seeing short examples, and I can tell you, I'm seeing folks enjoying themselves, I'm seeing folks being more laid back because of it, and we have it, and I explain it to you, they got everything they know, everything's in line. You know what I'm saying? The atmosphere calls from the music and the real talk. Right here on the online happy hour. What we're going to do right now is in the right back to you. Listen, I'm around here on my Blood Happy Hour. Holy Hands. Five more later, track. Y'all check it out. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we're back for the second half of the show. I had to step over to the – who would I not be not to go over to the bar and touch up over here at the bar at Satan's Sports Bar, ladies and gentlemen. You can't beat the drink specials. We live in Irving, Texas. And if you're calling in from wherever you are, listen to the online happy hour online. Check it out. BlogTalkRadio.com/How Was Your Weekend? Something was with a Z. If y'all can hear me over at the bar, just give me a head nod or something real quick. I need to let you know, let me know y'all hear us over here. That's what's up. That's what's up. That man is drinking a Budweiser. I don't know if anybody knows why that's the king of beers, but it stands for something very particular. And you do know what that Budweiser stands for. They tell you it's the king of beers for a reason. Hold it up, I'll spell it for you. In corporate America, they give you words called acronyms. If you look very closely at the bottle that says Budweiser, this is why men really drink Budweiser. Can I go ahead and be real? It stands for, bitch, you do whatever I say else first. That's what a true Budweiser man drinks right there. You got to understand that Budweiser is the king of beer for a particular reason. That's why we hold it so long and so hard, because it's the king of beer. If I'm lying, Please tell me otherwise. I truly doubt it, but that's what it is. That's what I'm talking about. Because they're drinking in St. Louis. That's what they got like that. And we understand that what here in Texas, the choice of beer is what the Dallas Cowboys is going to bring. Bud Light is Bud Light, and they told you what Bud Light stands for, too. Do I have to? Can I be 100%? Bud Light, step of that form, it stands for, bitch, you don't like it, go home now. So now these guys understand that this is how we get down with real talk. We're watching the Rangers do that thing. Here representing the Dallas, Texas, I had to touch up and give me a nice shot and a nice brewery drink and talk about the topic for the fellowship in here. We're talking about the 2-minute warning. How long are you going to play your game? Now, it depends really on what game you're playing. If you're going to play your corporate game and go ahead and take it in there, I got just a little bit more time so they go ahead and make me a manager. So I'm going to have to scope out and see what I got to do to take my game to the next level. Or, if I'm going to maintain with these females and I've got just a little bit more time to take my man to a whole other level, see, you can only play so long with these young. But if you want a man to move up into a real one, you got to play a whole different game if you're going to play the game at all. Now, it's not playing to say it's wrong, but you got to play to change your attitude and move it all up. Maybe they hear me, maybe they don't, and I want to keep it 100 for all my folks representing us in the state of football. Now, this is what we do. We watch and we know football. It gets down to crunch time. Things are getting a little tight. You know what I'm saying? You may have things under control, and you can handle your business, and you can just go ahead, and you can take a knee, and y'all sit it on out. But what about when it's time that you got to go ahead and let loose and scan the field, see what's going on, keep out your defense, and come up with a game plan to make sure that you stay away? What you got to do? First of all, you got to get your mindset prepared to go for the next level. You got to see what's in front of you. What kind of defense are they going to give you? What's the opposition put in front of your face to say, how am I coaching? Whether it's your finances, whether it's your female, whether it's your other relationships, it could be anything. It could be that new occupation that you're in, but you got to have a game plan to go in and say, this is what I'm going to do. So how am I going to play this thing out? How am I really going to be one of them to keep it real with myself? Because when you're playing the game in that way, you look at the 2-minute warning, sometimes your decisions aren't always just about you. Somebody else could be affected by some kind of decision that you make, whether it's your children, your wife, the other girl. Did I say that? I'm sorry. Yeah, the other person that may that you may be kicking it with, because you can make a decision and all of a sudden she goes straight dabbing and Sullivan on your life. And that's not a good look. Anybody that got the nerve to bust windows out of the car, there's a place for them to be there. And that's just keeping it real. So I want to hear from the fellas tonight. And let the fellas keep it 100 because the ladies in here, they didn't step out. They were enjoying their first five. They stepped out and had a few things. And, you know, they fought real great at the ball. But this is really the girls up in here. This is really the fellas up in here. Standing strong. Holding it down. In the sports bar, Vegas sports bar, that is. Fellas got my road. We got the smooth brothers. We got the Navy Act brothers. We got the brothers that just got off work. And we got some brothers about to go in for their first shift in just a few minutes. Big shout out to my man, that's Vincent Edward Jackson over here, class of 86 at Auburn University. That's what's up. So that was about no Bo Jackson before he broke that hip before he started playing baseball for Kansas City Royals. Don't think I don't know what I'm talking about. So real talk. Let's go on and break it down. You got to be 100 with yourself, and you got to be 100 with everybody that's involved. So when it comes down to the last two minutes, or your last $2, or the last two decisions, how you gonna play? Has anybody ever been in a situation where, you know what, depending on how I make this next decision, it cost me either my job, or it cost me what I'm saying, it cost me my rent? I know that don't happen either. everybody got their game in order. I haven't had nobody struggle up in this thing. Ain't no struggle up in here. Ain't nobody ever had to go through no situation where you were down to crunch time, and it was like you was either one paycheck away from either getting that cell phone cut off or having to make a decision on paying the rent late. Anybody ever had been in a situation like that? Just me? Okay. Well, we may leave that alone because I need to ask Mr. the boss. They may not struggle. That's okay. That's all right. You can turn that thing around. There ain't nothing to it but to do it. That's what it all comes down to. It. This is real. This is 100%. If you have your BlackBerry and you have your cell phone, go ahead and text some people to tune in and say, listen to what this game has to do with the game of the fear. BlogTalkRadio.com. Hit them at 646-727-3279. I'm rolling solo tonight. My co-host is opening one with the real estate Hamilton business. She's getting in preparation to take on her own homecoming, that is, Grambling State University homecoming 2011, all this weekend. And if you know anybody that's ever been to Grambling, trust and believe they need to call and work on Monday. It's going to get ugly. Yes. And that's one place, and it's kind of tough to say, that you're not going to take your significant other to that atmosphere. I don't know if anybody's ever been in a situation where you need to explain to your significant other or have that open and drag down fight with your significant other just so you can get away. It's crunch time. It's about the 2-minute warning. Your bag is packed. You're trying to get out the house so you can go kick it. But tonight you got to have an excuse to go leave. Because you probably didn't make things clear. Because if she knew what you were really going to do, it would be a whole lot of cuffy cuffing and she can cut it going on within the household. You got any good play, Elgin and Beltran, y'all know what you do. Again, big shout out to the Texas Rangers trying to handle it. I think they can go ahead and speak to these farmers in the next 4 games. Go ahead and give them that person. It's all for the good. It's all for the good. They can maintain and handle it. We only got just a few more minutes left in today's show, but I just want to let y'all know that each and every Thursday we're going to be representing coming up here, handling business, having real talk, having real topics. And if you have something that's on your mind, hit us up. HowWasYourWeekend.com. There was with a Z. Go ahead and put something in the drop-in box so let us know what you got going on, what's on your mind. And if you have a business and you want your business represented, you want more people to know about what you got going on, not just your corporate world occupation, but that real business that you're trying to turn out of the side hustle and make it your own business, holler at us. Let's help you motivate, build, get the website up, let people know about what you got going on, and help you find that hustle money that's a million dollars. That's what we do, folks. That's what's keeping it real. That's what's keeping it 100. Just building the community right back up and taking it to the next level. And maybe if you're already at that level and your business is flourishing, maybe you can be in a position to serve somebody else what it takes to make them things happen. So that's what we're going to do. We can go ahead and take 35. We got about 15 seconds show. So we can go ahead and just let people know what's happening. Again, if you are in the DFW area, or to that is, Saturday, October 29th, the Monster Ball and Master Baseball is at ADR event in Arlington, Texas. The address is 715 Ryan Plaza in Arlington. But if you're familiar with Arlington and know what Cowboys Stadium is, that might be the college behind the Guitar Center and Maritz Cadillac BMW right over there. Also, a big shout out to Draper's Cleaning Company. You mess it up, they clean it up. Call them at 214-450-7521 with the address at 1110 Block Up the Court North in Irving, Texas. Bonds insured, representative of any commercial, will give you free estimates and competitive prices. Make sure you contact the Draper's Cleaning. So we're looking at the topic. I'm about to round it out and tap out for the topic this evening as we're talking about the 2-minute warning, because our 2-minute warning is coming down to an end. So it's been a solo show tonight. I know y'all got a little bit of information from it. Be sure and understand that we do this on a weekly basis. If you missed the show, want to get back with us, it's Howard's Your Weekend page and Facebook. It's blogtalkradio.com/HowardsYourWeekend. Spell words with a Z. For those of you who missed that and are live here at Famous Football, the information is right behind me on the banner. Make sure you get that. Make sure you go ahead and post that. We want to help you elevate your business elevate your mind, let your opinion go ahead and get out. My Purple Roses Entertainment presents the gospel stage play, The Hell With My Family. It's going to be a Randall Arts Theater in Garland, Texas, 300 North 6th Street. Hey, I know about this place. Tickets are going to be $20 in advance and $25 at the door. So if you want to go out and check out this great production written by Prince Ella B.G. Smith and directed by LaShonda Scott, call them at 469-278-4278 or 972-904-1825. This play is going on November 5th, 2011. The doors open up at 6:15 and the show starts at 7 o'clock p.m. So make sure you get that information and go check out that production. It's a lot of hard work that's been involved in this show, so go ahead and support the kids. Well, the 2 minute warning is almost here. We're about to wrap up today's show. I want to thank the folks that gave me their listening ears tonight. I want to thank the folks that chimed in and listened online and Blog Talk Radio. And also want to thank the folks that called in and listened to the show from wherever they might be, whether they're in California, Kansas City, St. Louis, New York, Miami, Florida, or down the way in Lufkin, Texas. Yes, they call in from wherever. So if you got some good information out there, you got some great quality feedback, I want to give a little bit more understanding of what we do and learn a little bit more about it. My folks online will be back next week. So join us. We're going to keep it real. We're going to keep it inviting. And we're going to have a special guest that's going to chime in with us as well. So we're going to let y'all know it's going down, folks, like bad stock up in the seat. Thank you for your time, and thank you for your ears. My name is Andy Brown. I want to say homage to my friend, Blue Five. I'm about to get ready for this GSU homecoming myself. And I want to say thank you and good night. Big shout to my man, Choir Boy, who laid down the track. Y'all catch the beat. We say good night. Dr. Davis, the speakers belong to you, man. We appreciate it. Long in this in the live panel with your boy Andy Brown and Miss Omia Brown with the Realist 101. As an always important, we let you know that God is first. Go mob to the Blue Fire. Good night. And we gone. It's skateboard. That's what's up. Yes, sir.
How you doing, man?
I'm good, bro. How you doing?
I'm good, man.
How's it going, bro? I wanted you to chime in, man. Come and say something. How'd you like the show?
I was good.
Huh? Okay. Yeah. Local. Not allowed to pass these out this moment, but our information is right here. You can get a little bit more feedback. Kind of give us some feedback, man. What'd you think about it? Okay. Right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.